At Aiming High Life, end of September, I had a little chat with one of my now private clients about entering the English market. And that time, which is only like 2 months ago, I definitely told her, no, I'm not planning to enter the English market. And now we are already like 4 weeks since I made that switch. And why I did that switch, how I did it, what are my plans for the future, the vision with Aiming High. This is what this episode will be about. Wir alle lieben dieses Geräusch. Doch was wir noch viel mehr lieben ist, wenn dieses Geräusch zum Standard wird. Lückenlos. Jeden einzelnen Tag. Mehrfach. Und das nicht, indem du dein Business auf eine Weise führst, die zwar profitabel ist, bei der du dich aber selbst verlierst, sondern nur mit 100% Let's Fucking Go Energy. Durch das Errichten deiner unapologetic Seven-Figure Dynasty, die auch dann für dich arbeitet, wenn du es gerade nicht tust. Und damit herzlich willkommen im Aiming High Podcast. Ich bin Ramona Ochsenbauer, Gesicht, Herz und CEO von Aiming High. Dem Zuhause angehender Seven-Figure-Brands, die ihr Business skalieren wollen und ihren Lifestyle. Du bist nicht hier für Kompromisse. Du bist hier, um deine eigenen Regeln zu schreiben. So fasten your seatbelt, because your unapologetic, uncompromised empire is waiting. If you would have asked me 2 months ago, I would have told you, maybe someday I'm gonna make that switch from German to English, but not now. So why did it change in that speed, in this hyper speed from one day to the other? Why did I change? Why did I make this decision? After Aiming High Life, this most stunning live event I've personally ever seen, which was exactly what I wanted to create, which is also the event many leaders still talk about, also in the English market. I attended a lot of live events in the last couple of weeks, and even there, people are talking about Aiming High Life, because what I did there with this event is something that the online space hasn't seen before in that caliber, in that details. It's not the bigness, like the number of people in that room. It's the details, the nuances, what I created there, the feeling when being at Aiming High Life, then also the feeling when you watch the things afterwards online. So this is something where I definitely did something that was earth-shattering in a way of people are still talking about it. 2 months afterwards, even though they haven't been in the room and didn't understand the language. And hosting this event, doing all these things, definitely set something free inside myself. So I'm definitely not the version of myself that I was before hosting that event. And if you ever done something similar, if you've ever hosted a live event, 100-person live event, if you've ever done something in your business that has this magnitude, has this caliber, you know you can't be the same version of yourself afterwards. There is no chance for that. And all these things were ramping up to this final decision to enter the English-speaking market, something I didn't expect. I wasn't even close to expecting doing the steps, but now we are here. And I want to take you with me in the chronological order, because to really understand what brought me to that decision, we have to start at Aiming High Life itself, at that last weekend of September of 2025, because this event pulled so much out of me. I had to go through fire, through challenges, many things that happened behind the scenes. Didn't make it online because it wasn't necessary to share these kind of things. Maybe I will do a separate episode about that in a few weeks, but for now, just know that ramping up for Aiming High Life, these 9 months of selling those tickets, creating the most insane campaign I've created in my entire life, holding this launch for 9 months straight, led to this one weekend, to these 2 days where we met in Berlin, to create the most stunning thing, the entire online space, has ever seen. And going out of this event, I don't know if you've seen my Instagram stories on that Sunday from Aiming High Life, where we ordered pizza, or Flo was taking pizza from the takeaway and came back to the hotel room with our pizza, and we were just lying in our bathing robes on the bed and enjoying that pizza. It was this moment. I remember this moment so well, and I also, yeah, I really enjoy remembering this moment. And this was the moment where I truly realized I made it. We did that. This event truly happened. And after this event happening, there were so many things on my mind. Things how I want to bring that company forward. What are the things I truly want to do? And so I dove down deep into the vision, into my mission, into all the things I want to bring forward into the market. And if you have asked me at Aiming High Life, so not a thing of if you would have asked me, people truly asked me, and I told them, no, I'm not planning to enter the English market soon, because I love the German speaking market. I love it so much, because this market holds so much potential. More potential than many other markets. And there are so many great women that need those big spaces, that need the spaces, or who need the spaces that I can create, that I can hold. We need in this German speaking market, we need me going forward, going first. We need me trailblazing in a way not many other people do. And despite that, I felt the pull to the English market a few days after Aiming High Life for the first time. I was sitting there on the bed journaling in a spa wellness hotel. We enjoyed just ourselves, the time, like celebrating all the things we achieved ramping up to Aiming High Life, and also the things that happened on stage and afterwards, all the sales, all the people joining my world. And I was journaling, and I was thinking about what is the thing that I truly want to bring forward? What are the things I want to become known for, but despite aiming high? I love aiming high, but there is so much more inside of me. And I really focused, or decided to really focus on cult like production, to bring something forward into the market that's not in the market yet. A way of selling, a way of marketing that gives you no chance but to create a global company instead of just a coaching business, which allows you to make a certain amount of money, but something that truly stays a dynasty, a legacy, something that sticks, that influences, that impacts. And with the decision of bringing the Cult-Like Productions forward, not only in my teachings, but as the one vehicle I'm teaching on, the one thing I'm bringing into the market, there was, for the first time, there was this thought of, is the German marketplace already ready for that? And I truly didn't know. I didn't answer that question in that moment. So I was sticking to that decision, or this thought process inside my head, not in a way of I was thinking about it all the time, but it was just somewhere inside my head. I was thinking about, do I really want to make that change? And still at that point, it was more or less a thing of, okay, someday. I felt that pull to the English-speaking market, but still didn't allow myself to make that move truly. Until I was speaking on my first international stage in Costa Rica in the middle of October. And that weekend, I truly realized I made for that. I made for the global market, not only because I was on that stage, but because of the reactions I received when I started talking about Cult-Like Productions. The people in that room, exactly the people I wanted to reach with my brand, with my Cult-Like Productions, which I knew when they implement Cult-Like Productions into their brand, it's not only this thing of, oh, this is a new way of selling, oh, I can fill my mastermind with that, but 10xing what they are already doing. Because cult-like productions are nothing that saves you. It's nothing that you bring into your business and you go from zero to a million. This is nothing you bring into your business to sell in a way of, oh, I didn't sell before and now I'm selling. When you are already selling, when you know how to launch, when you know the sales mechanisms, when you know how you move your people until a certain point, and you realize, I want more than that. I don't only want to do like these masterclasses, these masterminds with the same amount of people. I've done it since 2 years. I don't only want to sell, even though it's great, I don't only want to sell to the same 5 to 10 people over and over and over again. I want to reach new people. I want to make that thing bigger. I want to 10x my results money-wise, energy-wise, fun-wise. Then is the time to bring cult-like productions into your brand. The way of selling, which allows you to really sell in a way that which strengthens your brand at the same time. Maybe you know these people who say, give your audience time to warm up. You have to prepare them for the sell, for the sale. You don't want to prepare them for the sale. You want them to buy. And you don't want them to buy every now and then. You want them to buy again and again and again and again. And you don't only want to make them buy when you publish low ticket offer after low ticket offer after low ticket offer. But you want them to join your high ticket spaces. Not only once or twice, but on repeat on 4 years. And this is what cult-like productions do for you. Because people, especially high people, high-level people, high-ticket buyers, they are so bored by all the things they see online. They are bored by the same old sales pages, by the same old brand shoot photos, by the same old launch techniques. They want new, they want exciting, they want to see what it feels like to be inside your offer. While you're selling like everyone else and trying to explain why your offer is different, you're making yourself a super hard time. Because when you sell like everyone else, telling people what I do is different, what do people expect from your offers? It's the same as the things that everything else is doing. When you start selling in another way, when you unleash your creative genius, because I know this is something that sleeps deep down in yourself. When you allow yourself to unleash that part of you, when you allow yourself to create campaigns, do all these things you are doing, but in a much more innovative, more creative way so that people can't look away. The people who join your world are bragging about doing so because they are so fascinated and they identify with the things you are doing and bringing forward that they don't only tell other people that they are part of it, but sell your work for you. This is what cult-like productions do for you. And these were the things I was bringing forward at that live event, which I was speaking on stage, that first international stage I was on. And I realized there are people in the German marketplace, and I'm sure if you are German that you are one of them, because or this is the reason why you're still listening to that episode. But there are not many people in the German marketplace that are already ready for cult-like productions, that are already on that level I need them to be in order to disrupt the entire industry by working with me. And at that live event, at that weekend, it was a 4-day long weekend, this decision of going global became stronger and stronger and stronger with every conversation I had at this event. With every conversation I had about cult-like productions. With every conversation I had where people came to me asking, are you the Ramona? And I was like, yes, I am. Because I didn't realize until that day, until these conversations happened, how many people in the English-speaking marketplace know my name already. How my work despite the fact that it was in German, already impact the English marketplace. How many people knew my name? How many people knew what I was doing? And with every conversation in which I was talking to a woman, a high caliber woman, a multiple six, seven, multiple seven, eight figure entrepreneur, who already knew my name before I could introduce myself, it became more clear to myself. This is exactly what I want to create for every single woman out there. This kind of fame, which is not the fame like a celebrity has, but fame where people are listening to you. Fame in a nuance where people talk about you in the biggest rooms, even when you are not there. In a nuance where it is easy for you to sell because it's not about your messaging anymore. There is that time in your business where it is about messaging, yes. But to create that fame level where it isn't about messaging anymore, because people buy because you say them, this is my new thing, come and join. Because your name becomes the reason why they buy. And this is what we do through Cult Like Productions. And the impact I can create by doing this, not only in the German-speaking market, but also global, is insane. It is endless. And this is exactly what I'm here for. So this decision of joining or entering the English-speaking market is not a decision of leaving the German market behind. Not at all. Especially in my private spaces, like inside the Fame campaign, this four-week private space in which we create the campaign around your signature offer, which makes them sold out in a way you've never done it before, which makes it something people talk about it months later. The part where we create this way of selling that makes you famous for your body of work, which makes your spaces the ones that people join just because your name is on it. And for example, these private spaces, I still lead in German if you want to. We can do it in English, we can do it in German. I do it both. So it is nothing about leaving the German market behind. It's about entering a new market, a bigger market, and including the German market in it. Because I know that for you and for me, there's waiting so much more than the things that are already visible for you. And I'm so excited for all the things to come, all the secret projects I'm currently ramping up for behind the scenes. What you see right now on my Instagram is not even the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more juice to come. And when you know, I want to create a cult-like production, I want to have Ramona by my side while selling my next signature offer, while creating what it truly means for people to join that space, by creating that campaign that makes me famous, then you find the link with all the details in the show notes. And I'm so excited, and I say it again, for everything to come. And I want to thank you that you have been part, if you were, that you have been part of my German story. And it would be an honor for me if you still be part when we go into the global market. Let's go. Let's aim high like no one else.